भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So today we'll be concluding the 12th chapter of the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. There is a series of verses starting from text 40 and the last verse, text 44. On the board is text 43. There is no purport on 40 and 41. There is a small purport on 42. And there is a longer purport in text 43. And we'll try to summarize the chapter as well. And then tomorrow, we'll be starting the 13th chapter, the stealing of the calves and the boys of Lord Brahma. And then, let's see what's going to happen after that. Usually, anyway, Hare Krishna. It's very interesting that the 12th chapter, the 13th chapter, and the 14th chapter, this is very astonishing. And some says that this did not happen. Some followers of Madhvacharya, this chapter says cannot happen. But according to Vishnu Purana and other Puranas, this happened. So that's why we are discussing this. Text 40, I will read, and then all together we'll read the text 43. Sri Suta Uvacha Itam Dvija Yada Vadevadata Sutva Swaratus Charitam Vichitram Papracha Buyupi Tad Eva Punyam Vayasakim Yam Nigrihita Chetaha. Sri Suta Goswami said, O learned saints, the childhood pastimes of Sri Krishna are very wonderful. Maharaj Parikshit, after hearing about those pastimes of Krishna, who had saved him in the womb of his mother, became steady in his mind and again inquired from Sukadev Goswami to hear about those pious activities. Siraja uvacha brahman kalantara kritam tatkalinam katam bhavet yatko mare hari kritam jaghu paugandake ribaka. Maharaj Parikshit inquired, O great sage, how could things done in the past have been described as being done at the present? Lord Sri Krishna performed this pastime of killing Agasura during his Kaumara age. How then, during his Pauganda age, could the boys have described this incident as having happened recently? Text 42. Tad bruhi mi mahayogin param kum kutuhalam guru nunam etat darir eva maya babati nanyata. O greatest yogi, my spiritual master, kindly describe why this happened. I am very much curious to know about it. I think that it was nothing but another illusion due to Krishna. Purport. Krishna has many potencies. Parashya Shaktir Bibidhai Vashuyate. Svetasvatar Upanishad, Chapter 6, Text 8. The description of Agasura was disclosed after 1 year. Some act of Krishna's potency must have been involved. Therefore, Maharaj Parikshit was very curious to know about this, and he requested Sukadev Goswami to explain it. Text 43. Bayam danyan tamaloke. Guru Pikshatra Bandhava Vayam Pibhamo Muhustvata Punyam Krishna Katamritam. Meaning, Vayam, we are Danyatamaha, most glorified. Loke, in this world, Guru, O my Lord, my spiritual master, Api, although, Kshatra Bandhava, the lowest of the Kshatriyas, because we did not act like Kshatriyas, Vayam, we are, Pibhama, drinking, Muhu, always, Twataha, from you, Punyam, pious, Krishna Kata Amritam, the nectar of Krishna Kata. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. O my Lord, my spiritual master, although we are the lowest of Kshatriyas, we are glorified and benefited because we have the opportunity of always hearing from you the nectar of the pious activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. The pious activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are very confidential. It is not ordinarily possible to hear such activities unless one is very, very fortunate. Parikshit Maharaj placed himself as Kshatra Bandhava, which means the lowest of the Kshatriyas. The qualities of the Kshatriyas are described in Bhagavad Gita. And although the general quality of the Kshatriya is Isvara Bhava, the tendency to rule, a Kshatriya is not supposed to rule over a Brahmana. Thus, Maharaj Parikshit regretted that he had wanted to rule over the Brahmanas and had therefore been cursed. He considered himself the lowest of the Kshatriyas. Danan isvara bhavas kshatram karma svabhavajam. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text 43. There was no doubt that Maharaj Parikshit had the good qualities of a Kshatriya, but as a devotee, he presented himself with submissiveness and humility as the lowest of the Kshatriyas. Remembering his act of wrapping a dead serpent around the neck of a Brahmana, a student and disciple has the right to ask the guru about any confidential service, and it is the duty of the guru to explain these confidential matters to his disciple. And the last text, Sri Suta Uvacha Itam Sma Prista Shatu Budarayanis Tatsmari Tananta Ritakile Nindriya Krichat Punarladha Bahir Dishi Sanai Pracharatam Bhagavato Tamottama. Suta Goswami said, O Saunaka, greatest of saints and devotees, when Maharaj Parikshit inquired from Sukadev Goswami in this way, Sukadev Goswami, immediately remembering subject matters about Krishna, within the core of his heart, externally lost contact with the actions of his senses. Therefore, with great difficulty, he revived his external sensory perception and began to speak to Maharaj Parikshit about Krishna Katha. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 10th canto, 12th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled The Killing of the Demon Aghasura. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So now the episode has concluded, whereby Sukadev Goswami was asking, or Parikshit Maharaj was asking Sukadev Goswami questions, or question and questions, how is it that this pastime occurred? And seemingly it occurred just now, but then it was not presented immediately or given the story to others, which we will find out ultimately how and why, because of that pastime of the stealing of the boys and the cows by Lord Brahma. This pastime occurred during the Kaumara age, when Lord Krishna was 5 years old. It happened that the night before the pastime occurred, he had an idea to have a picnic with his cowherd boyfriends. And therefore, he told ahead of time to the cowherd boys that this is our plan. You eat your breakfast, and also you have to pack up some of whatever meals is available, put it in a tiffin. And the next day, Lord Krishna, immediately upon rising, usually Mother Yasoda will wake up Lord Krishna, because Lord Krishna is usually a little bit sleepy and he's not able to wake up immediately. But that morning, when he woke up, immediately he took off his night clothes, washed his face, and run to his cowherd boyfriend's different places of residence, and with his bugle, the horn bugle, he sounded his bugle. And this was the sign that Lord Krishna is now inviting all of the cowherd boys to come. Si Sigourney Tai, Guru Parampara, si Krishna Balaram, Radhesham, Lalita Vishaka Devi Ki Jai. So, on that day also, Lord Balaram did not come. Why? Because it was Lord Balaram's birthday. And Mother Rohini kept Lord Balaram to perform some Vedic rituals and also to give him a nice bath and so on, to decorate him, prepare him for his birthday. So, this is due to Lila Shakti, the pastime potency of the Supreme Lord, that Lord Balaram was kept at home on that day. And so they went, and this is the first time also that, actually it's not the first time. We've heard also the pastime of Lord Krishna killing Putana, Trinivarta, Sakatasura. All of these pastimes occurred inside the house of Mother Yasoda or in the immediate courtyard of Nanda Maharaj's house. But this is the major, major pastime whereby the Supreme Lord performed this pastime, and it was outside. Of course, we've heard of Bakasura, isn't it? Huh? Before this? So this happened also outside. So this time, it says that Lord Krishna's coward boyfriends are tens and thousands, practically unlimited. And the same with the calves. Tens and thousands. He says also hundreds and thousands, practically unlimited. Now we've heard that Nanda Maharaj has 900,000 cows. But that is only the cows, not including the calves and not including the buffaloes. So that is only Nanda Maharaj. But then there are many also cowherd men who also own thousands and thousands of cows and calves and buffaloes. So it says that in those days, 5,000 years ago, the road is really wide. Otherwise, how can the cows be able to wander around if there is no wide roads? So there's a very nice description in Gopal Champu and Ananda Vrindavan Champu by the Acharyas, Kavi Karnapur and Jiva Goswami. The description of Vrindavan, full of lush, full of flowers, plants, trees, very beautiful, very green, luscious of grass all over the place. And usually Krishna and the cowherd boys will choose the best place where they can have their calves to wander around and also eat this green grass. And also they will choose a perfect spot where they can do their picnic. It is mentioned that the cowherd boys, they will play and imitate the different animals that they saw. The monkeys, the deer, the peacocks, all of this. And also, they will play in such a way that they will steal each other's tiffin. Or everyone also has their own sticks and bugle. So they will steal each and everyone's items. And they will throw to the next cowherd boy, and then the other cowherd boy will throw it to the next cowherd boy. And then only when the cowherd boy whose item is going too far and started to cry, then they will say, okay, give him back his items. This is how they play. So, somehow or other, of course, Kamsa knew that his enemy number one is Lord Krishna. He is the one predicted that he will be the one who will kill him. And therefore, he started to send different demons, Putana, Sakatasura, Trinivarta, Vakasura. And then now, this demon Agasura, he is a younger brother of Putana and Vakasura. So his intention was really to kill, revenge. He wanted to kill Krishna because, hey, he killed my brother and my sister, and therefore, I'm gonna get back to him. So his intention was to kill Krishna. Agasura represents cruelty and violence. The esoteric meaning of this pastime, being Agasura, is cruelty. To kill is cruel. It's really it's an act of violence. But to kill children and swallow them, he disguised himself. He is the cheating demon. Of course, all of them are cheating demons. But the Acharya is a cheating demon. But at the same time, he wanted to do it in such a way that he wanted to kill the cowherd boys. And because the calves are with the cowherd boys, the calves also, when they see this disguise of Agasura being a python, is in the species of reptile. Reptiles means like snakes, different kinds of snakes. Usually snakes, they will just bite you, right? And then you will die. It says that if you see a snake in Govardhan, that's very auspicious. But don't go near them. Otherwise, that would be very, very deadly. If you see a nilgai and a snake, very auspicious. But anyone who doesn't also worship Govardhan in Govardhan Puja, he'll be beaten by snakes. So be very careful of that one. So snakes, they bite. But python, they don't bite. They swallow. Have you heard of anaconda? You know, in South America? They're big. No. They're very frightening. It's like by opening their mouth, even a buffalo, a crocodile, they can fit inside. But this one, Agassura's disguise is so big that his upper lip touched the sky. It's as high as a mountain. He did this so that to invite. For a moment, the acharyas were saying that for a moment he was thinking of Krishna with bhakti. So how is that? Because he wanted to please Krishna and the cowherd boys temporarily as a disguise by being like a plaything, a play toy. So when the cowherd boys saw this Agasura, they thought, is this a snake? Because they can see a wide mouth, like a cave, and inside is like a road, like a highway. And some of them says, no. This must be Krishna's desire to have us a play thing, a play toy, so that we can play inside, like a plastic toy, so to speak. But others are saying, others started to run, to go, but they were stopped by elderly chief gopas and says, no, don't go. This is not good. This is danger. But some of others says, don't worry. Krishna will protect us. Krishna will save us. If we go, didn't you see he just killed Bakasura? He will also, if this is a big demon, also he will be killed by Krishna. Now Krishna is a little bit far away. So he was not able to warn them, don't go. Because Krishna can see, he has this all-knowing potency. Ananta Virya Agyata. All-knowing potency. As is mentioned in the purport, Parasya Saktir Bibidhai Vasuyate Swabhaviki Jnana Bala Kriyacha. Lord Krishna has unlimited potencies. He is unlimited, the cowherd boys are unlimited, the cows are unlimited, his pastimes are unlimited, his devotees are unlimited, everything is unlimited. So this way, Krishna knew, well, already they're inside the womb, they're inside the womb now of Agasura. So now Krishna says, for a moment, he does not know what to do. Because if I go inside, well, these cowherd boys and the calves also went inside. They'll be in danger. So what to do now? Agasura did not close his mouth when the cowherd boys and the calves went inside. He was waiting for Krishna to come in. But the cowherd boys and the calves, they already lost their consciousness because of the foul and poisonous smell inside the Agasura demon. very, very poisonous. This is also because of the different animals that Agasura have killed before. So now, Lord Krishna, temporarily, he was like thinking what to do, but immediately he says, okay, this is what I'm gonna do. So he went inside, and now Agasura closed his mouth. Unexpectedly, see, Krishna in the pastimes between his parents, he never expanded himself. He was always a young, small child. But inside, no one can see him. And the cowherd boys, no one can see. Even Agasura was very surprised when Lord Krishna started to expand himself. Krishna had this idea that I will expand myself, that I will suffocate Agasura in this way. But then Agasura started to expand himself also, because demons, they have this very special potency to change their image and to do many, many magical ways, illusions, to put their subjects into under their power. So Agasura expanded himself, but then Lord Krishna started to expand it more, and he cannot now. It's like a competition, and ultimately Krishna overpowered Agasura, and he burst onto his forehead, the forehead of Agasura. Now meanwhile, while this is going on, the demigods and other inhabitants of Swargaloka, they were watching, because they're all astonished. They are in wonder how Krishna will survive. When he entered Agasura, Lord Krishna, all the demigods, they're all in grief. Grief-stricken. They felt sorry. Now, finish. But then when they saw Krishna emerging, or burst this Agasura's forehead, burst, because Krishna was so big, so huge, then everyone became jubilant. Everyone was so happy. The demigods, the Gandharvas, the Chinaras, the Apsaras, everyone was dancing and playing their musical instruments, and they were praising this act of Lord Krishna, that even up to Brahmaloka, the news spread all over that this is happening. So Brahmala, he heard about Lord Krishna's activities, what's going on, and he was also wondering, who is this Krishna? It's just a small boy, a village boy, but everyone is so attracted to him. How is it? I am Lord Brahma, but I don't have this kind of popularity. So let me go and find out. Let me go and see what's going on. So then, yes, Lord Brahma started to see what's going on. So from the hole that was made by Lord Krishna, Lord Krishna came out, and the cowherd boys and the calves came out as well. And immediately also, the demigods, they saw a light. The life air of Agasura entered Lord Krishna. Now Lord Krishna is Parabrahman. Parabrahman means he is the Supreme Brahman. Temporarily, Agasura attained Sayujya Mukti. But then afterwards, he attained Sarupya Mukti. Because of this momentarily thinking of Krishna with bhakti. Because he wants to please, but in disguise. Ultimately, his main mission is to kill Krishna. and the cowherd boys. And Akasura was thinking, if Krishna and the cowherd boys will be killed, then all of the Brajavasis will also, out of sorrow and grief, they will also be killed. So Agasura's thought was really cruel. He wanted to kill all the Brajavasis. Not just Krishna, everyone. How cruel is that? How violent is that? Huh? So, yes, the Acharya says that ultimately he attained a form, just like forearm form in Vaikuntha, to serve Lord Krishna. Not having a personal relationship, more in a dasharas. In dasharas is like serving mood or neutrality also. Not so much interaction, but everyone is serving the Supreme Lord in Vaikuntha and in the spiritual world. So the Shastra says, yeah, we can have so many types of relationships between the Supreme Lord and the living entities, and this is one of the mellows. But how wonderful it is that the Brajavasis have this personal relationship. If a demon can attain Sarupya Mukti, what to say of the devotees? It's not so easy even to attain Vaikuntha. We think, oh, Vaikuntha, yes, that is minor. Because we're in a different mood. Their mood is in Aishwarya, with awe and reverence. But we don't say, oh yes, they are lesser. No, they're also, Krishna sees everyone in equal vision. Krishna sees everyone's motive. Krishna sees everyone's desires. And he fulfills all the desires of his devotees, especially those who are very, very close to him. Those in the mood of Madhurya, especially in Braja Prem. It's like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made it so easy to attain Braja Prem, specifically by just performing Sankirtan Yajna. How easy it is, which is, again, is the Yuga Dharma. So, how much more easier to attain Braja Prem? But, we have to give up this envious mentality, the Acharya is saying. It's like the serpents, snakes, pythons. They're envious, naturally envious entity. They can be charmed to some mantra and some herbs. But Prabhupada says, there is also what you call a snake-like human being, which are also envious, and they cannot be pacified by any mantras or any herbs. The only way they can purify themselves is that when, by the mercy of the spiritual master or the devotees of the Supreme Lord will be bestowed upon them, by giving them transcendental knowledge, Krishna Katamritam. And this is what we're hearing every day, Harikatha, coming from the lotus lips of our founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, and the different Acharyas. So how fortunate we are. We are getting the medicine. We are getting the panacea. And one devotee was telling me yesterday, Maharaj, when I sit in the Bhagavatam, I fall asleep. Well, what to do, Maharaj? Why am I falling asleep? As soon as I sit down, I fall asleep. Well, I said, because you don't have any interest to hear. Look, Parikshit Maharaj, he didn't eat. He didn't do anything for 7 days and 7 nights, continuously hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam from Sukadev Goswami. All the anxieties go away. All the fear goes away. All the unwanted desires go away. All the sinful reactions from millions and millions of lifetimes goes away. This is the effect of Srimad Bhagavatam. But especially the effect of Srimad Bhagavatam is we come to the platform of pure bhakti, attaining love of God. There are many pastimes in the Srimad Bhagavatam, like Dhruva Maharaj, King Prithu, the Prachetas, Ambarish Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, the Pandavas also were there. That's part in the beginning of the first canto. All of these pastimes, usually they give you fruit. What do you call that in English, in Hindi or in Sanskrit? Palashruti. Yes, Palashruti. When you sing and when you hear these pastimes, the song sung by Lord Shiva, all of these pastimes, Lord Ramachandra in the ninth canto, they give you fruits whereby it elevates you. It says all of your desires becomes fulfilled. Millions of lifetimes of sufferings and miseries due to the reactions of sinful activities has been washed away. It'll give you ultimately life which is full of knowledge, bliss, and eternity. All of these pastimes is to attract us. But especially in the 10th canto, when Lord Krishna would actually perform his pastimes, he's so merciful, he came to attract the conditioned souls to come to the platform that when they become attracted to perform, to be with Lord Krishna in these different pastimes, or be with Lord Krishna, just by hearing them, it purifies our hearts. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made it so easy again, starting from chanting, hearing and chanting. The very first in the nine processes of devotional service, hearing is the most essential. There is a chronological. Prabhupada says, you can do any one of these nine processes of devotional service, but hearing is very important. Prabhupada says, I am good in speaking because I'm good in hearing. And this is what Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur pointed out, that when he was being recommended to have initiation. Yeah, I remember him. He always wants to hear. When there was a parikrama here in Radhakund, Brajamandal Parikrama, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, they gave options that they can visit other temples and they can hear. He's giving class. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was speaking in Shish Upanishad. The Radhakund Babas, they were thinking he will be speaking about Radha Krishna and Leela. But Prabhupada says, I stay. Even if I don't know. Because for new devotees, the knowledge is very attractive, but we are not able to understand so easily. It took me a while also. The first time I've read Srila Prabhupada's books, I was 14 years old in the Philippines. And I cannot figure out what's going on here. But I was so attracted to. I was so, hey, this is very interesting. I don't know really what's going on. It took me some time, after many, many years. One time Srila Prabhupada was giving class in South India. One of his disciples, who is an American, and Prabhupada was giving a class in Hindi. And the first day he was there. And the second day, the disciple is gone. Then Prabhupada asked him, why you were not in the class? Prabhupada, I cannot understand. It's in Hindi. The knowledge will get through. It doesn't matter what language it may be, because it is spiritual. It's transcendental. And this is the duty of the guru. In the Philippines, we call also the teacher guru or guru. Prabhupada says in the translation and purport, guru means teacher. Krishna is the propriety or property of the spiritual master. This is the spiritual master's wealth, Krishna. And therefore, they have Krishna, they can also give Krishna. And how? By transcendental sound vibration. And it is the duty of the disciples or the aspiring disciples to inquire. Number one duty is to ask question, to dispel the doubt. If you don't have any doubt, that means you are a self-realized soul. You must have a doubt, right? Everyone has a doubt. Just like a child. Child says, Papa, what is this? Mama, what is this? Even in the mundane platform, a child is so inquisitive. So similarly, in the spiritual life, part of our duty is to inquire. And the best research, Prabhupada says, the best research is to find out who is Krishna. There's so many PhDs, they're doing their research. What is the composition of a leaf? They will write a thesis about that, and they will write it for more research. Our research, Prabhupada says, one time, there was a suggestion to have a college in the early days. College so that devotees will be trained up in sastra, in Sanskrit, and so on. Prabhupada says, this is not desirable. Our temple, each and every one of our temples, they are college. If you come for the morning program, chant your rounds nicely, attend Mangal Arati, do all of this morning and evening program and engage in practical service, this is your college. Isn't that amazing? Well, we have colleges also right now, but they are for very, very highly elevated souls also, because it's very tedious. You have to study so hard, and hopefully you'll be able to spread this knowledge with whatever you've learned by translating the works of the acharyas. But not everyone is in that level. We have a college in Govardhan, but I don't think I'll be able to keep up with them, because it's very austere to study that. Not everyone, it's not for everyone. Our only main duty, as Srila Prabhupada says, is to somehow follow the process and become Krishna conscious. By doing so, especially the topmost hearing, we can hear the name, the form, the qualities, the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. But the topmost is to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, Amala Puranam, pure. But we have to hear them from the right source. There are many also professional reciters of the Bhagavatam. And also the listeners are unqualified. So they don't derive what is meant to be the goal of Srimad Bhagavatam, to put us into the transcendental platform. We're very fortunate, somehow we're studying Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and other books of Srila Prabhupada. We're very fortunate. Mahabhagya. Very fortunate. And therefore, we are also accumulating pious credits every time we do it. Like the gopas, the cowherd boys, Krita Punya Punja, they also accumulated so heaps and heaps of pious credits. But that pious credits is not like in the karma, kanda section of the Vedas. No. That pious credits means devotional service. So we will find out more about how this topic of Agasura was not discussed, only it was discussed after 1 year because of this Brahma Bimohan Lila, the stealing of the boys and the calves. I will stop here. Do you have any comments? Any points? Not okay, very good question. What do we learn from this Leela? We learn from this Leela not to be cruel. The whole material world is cruel over each other. Devotees should be caring. We have a devotee care here. If you see a devotee a little bit not so happy, Prabhuji, how are you? Is there anything you'd like to tell me? Is there anything I can do? I usually do it myself. How are you? And most devotees will say, oh, I'm okay, I'm fine. No. Of course. No, you can tell. The face is the index of the mind. You can tell a person who's happy by just looking at him. The astrologers, they can figure out who you are by looking at you. So, we should not be violent against each other. That can happen. That can happen. This is a caring movement. Personal movement. And we should not lose that personal touch. We should not look on a person who's washing the pots as lesser than the pujari. No, without one who's washing the pots, how are you gonna eat? Without one who's doing cooking, or we're all part of this movement to share and love with each other. Because if we don't have, then how can you attract people to join? If they see us fighting, violent with each other, then how can they be attracted? So we have many anarthas. We must accept this. Anarthas is there. So cleansing process, Chetudarpanamarjanam, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, attending the morning programs, then it will show that actually you are caring. And if you don't, then you are cruel. Cruelty also means not sharing Krishna consciousness to others. Right? If you don't share Krishna consciousness to others, you are cruel. That is an act of violence. So don't be like Agasura. Cheating in disguise. But be who you are, and it will come. When you become mature in Krishna consciousness, your true nature comes. Right? Your true nature will come. No pretensions, no disguising yourself for your own self-vested interest. The more you advance, the more you care to others, towards others. Yes, Prabhu. Where is the mic? Hurry. It's not working, Prabhu. Okay, I will repeat your question. Just speak. What you understand is
coming to the devotional service.
Coming to the devotional service.
Depending on my previous activities.
Depending on your previous activities.
Karma.
Your karma, yes.
But is it also depending on how much I am progressing in the service?
Your progress in devotional service, it depends on you. It depends on you. The more you want to have Krishna, the more Krishna will give himself to you through the spiritual master, through the Vaishnavas. Problem is, we're not ready to pay the price. The price we have to pay is eagerness, the desire to really attain it. We cannot just say, I want Krishna, but then I entertain Maya. That's not going to happen. You have to give up one thing if you want to be Krishna conscious. You have to give up Maya. So previous lifetimes, it doesn't matter when you come to Krishna consciousness. As soon as you come to Krishna consciousness, it's a different story now. Your life is finished. It is. Once, Prabhupada says, once you know Krishna, Krishna will never leave you alone. You may want to leave Krishna, but Krishna will not leave you. You may go away, but Prabhupada says, they will all one day come back. Right? That's Krishna's mercy to anyone who attempt sincerely to become Krishna conscious. So, yes, how sincerely I should do it. It may take you millions of lifetimes, fine. That's what you want to do, that's fine. You want to come back soon? It's open, wide open. Haridwar. The gateway towards Lord Hari is wide open. But it becomes small. You have to squeeze in. And you may not be able to enter if you entertain Maya. Yes, sir.
Very nice class. When the demigods, you were explaining, when the demigods were watching,
when the demigods were watching
Krishna in Agassura's mouth.
Yes.
They were very afraid.
Yeah, because Krishna is entering. They're very afraid.
Demigods are so powerful. Demigods
are so powerful. And they don't intervene.
So how can they be afraid of
them? They are concerned about Lord Krishna. They're concerned. Oh, well, they will not intervene. They will not intervene. They like watching. It's like you're watching television, and hopefully, or you cannot enter in that area. It's not possible. But Lord Brahma tried to enter, and he was given a lesson by Lord Krishna. And King Indra entered as well, and he was given a lesson by Lord Krishna. So they were just watching. For them, this is also a kind of entertainment for them. They're watching. It says that in the spiritual world, there are no demons. But the demons are there in the mind of the Brajavasis, thinking, fearful, in suspense, anticipating that a demon may come. But there is no demon. So the demigods, they don't interfere. Only big demons, only big demigods, they will interfere. Even Lord Shiva. There was a fight between Lord Shiva and Lord Krishna. Sivadwar, he had this powerful weapon, but it was defeated also by Lord Krishna. Okay? They will shower flowers, they will play their musical instruments, they will glorify, but they cannot go and kill these demons. Hare Krishna. How powerful? The demons and the demigods, they have their own powers. But the demons, different, the power, they use it against Lord Krishna. It says that, who is that? He is staying in the nether region, Bali Maharaj. Some demons, their sense of enjoyment is uninterrupted. The demigods' sense of enjoyment, they're getting interrupted. Bali Maharaj, he has this planet, right? Where Bhamana Dev guarding. And no one can enter that. And he's enjoying. Of course, he's a devotee as well. Bali Maharaj. Okay? But Krishna is the most powerful. And the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the most powerful. And the devotees are the most powerful than anybody else. And over above all of this, love of Krishna overpowers everything. Okay? Srila Prabhupada ki. Itai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.